Dictation for Jean Perry, P.S. in Paul E.R.R.Y., September 1457. Address as a letter to Stephen, S.T.E.V.E.N., Greenway, G.R.E.E.N.W.A.Y.P.A.C., 616-225-9838. Dear Mrs. Greenway, follow-up for Mrs. Perry. Chronic kidney disease, hypertension. Last visit in August. No hospital visits. Stable appetite. Few pounds weight loss. Following diet for bariatric surgery. Denies vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, no urinary symptoms. There is an area of a rash, probably from heating pad, bilateral posterior both thighs, wears compressing stockings, a stable edema, no claudication symptoms, no chest pain, palpitation, or increase of dyspnea. Review system otherwise is negative. Medication list review. I will highlight HCTC, nifedipine, nitrates. Pressing weight 227, blood pressure by nurse 148/89. I repeat 130/72 on the right side. No respiratory distress, alert or intestine free, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no tenderness, no gross edema or focal deficit. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.3, which is baseline, representing a GFR of 45, stage 3. Normal electrolyte acid base. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Prior A1C 6.2, no albumin in the urine, less than 30. TTH mild elevated 131. There is iron deficiency with a ferritin of 8. Saturation 16%, a normal B12 folic acid. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 3, stable over time, no progression, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of iron overload. We check blood pressure in the office, appears appropriate. Iron deficiency likely related to bariatric surgery. It's not causing any anemia. Other chemistries with kidney disease are stable. There is secondary hyperparathyroidism, does not require vitamin D 125. Continue present regimen, come back in 6 months.